Okay, this is Parak Chesinachos Kadeva, as we slowly bring our way to the end of this section. So now the Ram continues with the halachas that have to do with scales and weights and the importance of being honest about them. Halach Aleph, mitzvah saseh, tzadik, hamaznayim, hamishkos, hamidos, yapa yapa. So it is a positive commitment to actually make sure that all your weights and scales that you use for sales are actually checked carefully, with dati pecheshvonim, shasas yasnim, to be very exact in how they're formed at the time of making them. Shenemar mosnei tzedek avei tzedek eifa tzedek v'hin tzedek yelacha. V'chein midas akarka. This also applies to measuring out real estate. Tzarech bedakti v'cheshem mashichas akarka al pi ha'ikarim v'zvarim l'ksivei hagematriot. So when it comes to measuring out land, right, it's very important to use the principles of geometry. Shafilu melo etzim in akarka, because even a finger breadth of any part of land, ro'no suk ilahim le'ad karkon, we treat it as if it's filled with literally even saffron, but as if it's filled with something very valuable. So every parcel of land, no matter how small it is, it's considered something of very, very high value in halacha's eyes. Halacha beis, now arba amos asmuchim l'charetz. So when it comes to the four amos that are next to a canal used for irrigation, mezalzim mishichasan. So you don't have to be so careful about measuring next to that. Asmuchim l'sfasanar, im l'kinosan klal. When it comes to the area next to a riverbank, we don't, measure it at all. Why? Mivnei shehen shabanei yishrus rabin. Because that area next to a river is considered to be public domain. Lach gimel ba'amodi desakarka. When someone does measure land, lo yimel ba'echad yimosachama lechad mosachshamim. So you should not measure one portion, let's say, during the summer months, and the other ones during the winter. Why mishachheva miskatzer mosachama? Because the rope he uses to measure will actually shrink and contract during the summer months. If you got the mother, that's why, of course, if you measured it with a rod or with some type of metal bar, aimakachlum, then there is, doesn't matter which season he does it in, because it won't affect the length of the bar. Right, so when it comes to forming the weights, you should make it out of iron, lead, or other types of metal, right? Because the problem is they, what they call, will start rusting, and then their weight will be reduced. But you make them out of things like marble, glass, and diamonds, and things like that. So when it comes to the stick that's used, that you level the top of the measuring with, it shouldn't be made out of like a gourd type thing because it's too light, and it shouldn't be made out of metal because that's too heavy. Rather make it out of type of either walnut wood or olive wood, boxwood, wood made out of a sycamore tree or things of that nature. That stick that you use to level off the top of the thing that you're measuring dry stuff in, all right, the dry measure. So you shouldn't do it where it should be one side is narrow and one side is thick. Well, yimchok ma'amat, neisha ma'pchiso lemocher. And you should not level out the top of the measure in a slow way, meaning step by step, because that ends up cheating the seller. Well, yimchok ma'vasachas, neisha ma'pchiso lemocher. But you shouldn't do it in one fell swoop, because that messes over the purchaser. So you should not bury weights in salt so that their weight will go down. Nor should you heat one of the measures up while you are measuring liquid. Even if the measure is very small, because the Torah is very careful even by measures that are the tiniest amount, because it says, and what is the Mesurah? The Mida Katana, Echa Mishlosha Shosha below. It is a 1/33 of a loaf, which is the smallest measurement known by the Torah. People who sell bits of metal and iron, so in this case where they have to make a scale to sell these parcels of metal, so it should be what it called, the person who holds the scales should hold it in his hand in a way where it's at least 3 tefachim off the ground. And it is the length of the pole that's in the middle and the length of the cables that are holding them. The weights themselves are also going to be 12 tefach. So people who sell wool or sell glass that use scales. So the length of the string that's used to balance the weight should be 2 tefachim. The gvolim and arch tefachim, it should be 2 tefachim off the ground. And the center pole and the length of the cables that attach to the scales themselves should be 9 tefachim. So a scale used by a regular storekeeper guy as well as a private citizen. So again, the length of the string should be about a tapach, and a tapach of the rab, or a kind of or a putin. She should talk them the length of these, the parts that hold the scales up, as well as the center pole should be six tefachim. Alach yudav. Achut shetombo hapelat v'chein chut muznayim shazav v'shemrochi argaman. So when it comes to the cables that you hang the scale on, as well as the cables of the scales that are used to weigh gold, as well as those used by those people who sell argaman, which is purple fabric. Tov arko shol shatvos shargaman tov. Our arco shol shatvos, so its length should be 3 fingers. The gvom in ar shol shatvos and 3 esvos off the ground. However, when it comes to the length of the chains, as well as the balance, it's all up to him what he wants it to be. Now, so how do we know what it called? There's a general halacha the Rambam assumes you know. How do we know that the seller must always, in a sense, if there's an error, always be in favor of the purchaser when he weighs things out? So what that literally means is that basically work out the correct balance, right? Meaning justify the balance and give to him the difference, right? So you'll see what this means in a second. So Vakama. So how much does the seller have to actually favor the purchaser? Belach, when it comes to liquid measures, echad ameya, 1/100, right? Uviyavesh echad arba ameos. And when it comes to something dry, 1 out of 400. So Ketzah, what's an example of this? So Machalo, Esther, Litrin, Lach. Let's say you sold him 10 pounds of something liquid. Notzalo, Girumen, echad measar, Litrin. So you give him 1/10 of a pound as an extra amount. Then Machalo, Esther, Litrin. If he sold 20 pounds of a yavesh, something dry. Notzalo, Girumen, echad measar, Litrin. You should give him 1/20th on top of that. And this is what he normally follows, whether the amounts he's using are a lot or a little. This applies in a place where people sell looking at a scale. But when it comes to what they call a place where they actually tip the scale, then he must tip the scale at least a tepach, or what do you call at least a tepach amount in favor of the lopeach. Let's say the seller has to weigh 10 pounds for the person buying it. Lo yomalo shakal achas achas. The purchaser shouldn't say to him, weigh them 1 out at a time and tip it towards me for every pound. Therefore, elo shokalo asar bas achas v'echor echa l'kula. No, he does it based on the 10 measured as 1. Lachat design. Malkut shenaku limod, what do you call it? Bedaka lo yomod begaza. So in a place where they normally measure with something, a small measure, you should do small and not with a big one. Begaza lo yomod bedaka, not vice versa. Limkok lo yigdosh yosef adamim. And the place where, what do you call it, they normally even off the measure, one should not sell a heaping one. And vice versa as well. What do you do? You basically measure out based on the custom of the place that you're in. So let's say people live in a certain town and they want to increase the size of the measures and the weights. Lo yosifu yeser al shesef. It should not increase more than a 6th. Because if a kav holds 5, they may go ahead and make it 6. Yes, but more than 6, they should not do. So someone who is a sells things wholesale, he should clean off his measures once every 30 days. When it comes to a private citizen who uses these scales once every year. Now, a storekeeper must do it, twice a week. And he should wash the weights once a week. And he should also wash, clean the balance every single time he uses the weights. So this way, it'll never rust. Let's say a person desires to weigh out 3/4 of, let's say, in this case, a pound of, it's going to say a meat, no sim litra of a kach zayim. They should place around the a pound of the weight that's a pound on one side, the basar via litra of a kach shnia, and the meat, and a 1/4 pound weight on the other side. Shema to omer no sim chatzi litra via litra of a kach achas, shem yipol via litra of a kach ro. The reason why we do it this way is that we don't want it to be easier to go ahead and place a 1/2 pound and a 1/4 pound on one side and meat on the other side. But the problem is maybe the 1/4 pound weight might fall off and the purchaser may not see that. Finally, It's obligatory for the Beis Din, the courts, to go ahead and place police officers in every city, in every town. So they should check the storekeepers. They should go ahead and make sure all the scales are measured correctly and accurate. And they should go ahead and set the prices. So let's say they come across, the police officers come across somebody who has a weight that's unjust or lacking, etc. I mean, cheating the customer. It's up to them whether they can beat him or fine him, could be roast based on the concept of whatever basin feels necessary to enforce it. The kol misha mafkia as a shar, moker, biyoker, anyone who raises prices against the normal value and sells too much at too high of a price, makinasov, bakovinasov, moker, kashar shuk, rather he has to be beaten and compelled to sell at whatever the ordinary market price is. That ends Parakhes, and we will continue with Parakhes next time.